Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California, January 28, 1980. Interview with Mr. Sui Yan Wang at his residence in Silver Lake, conducted by Yan Mei Chen. Mr. Wang, can you tell me whether you identify yourself as a Chinese or an American?
I'm Chinese.
Chinese, I see. And you told me that you had several experienced several instances of discrimination while you were here, both here in Los Angeles and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel sorry that you were Chinese because of that?
No. I was mad a little bit, though.
But there was nothing that you could have done, I suppose.
No.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, you can't do it very much. No.
Do you feel that sort of discrimination has stopped?
Much better, but not completely.
Mm-hmm. Did your grandfather, did you ever talk to your grandfather?
When I was a kid, I just talked to him. Uh-huh.
Did he ever tell you about these lynchings of the Chinese by the whites, like in the Colorado and New Mexico?
You mean they hang them?
Yeah, the whites used to kill them, you know, running through Chinatown.
No, not that I know of.
Yeah, nothing. You've never seen or experienced anything like that,
mm-hmm.
right? When you got sick while you were here in America, did you use Chinese medicine at all, herbal medicine?
Sometimes. I use both Chinese medicine and American medicine when I see American doctors.
But you see an American doctor?
Mm-hmm.
You've never gone to see a Chinese doctor?
Sometimes I do.
Do you prefer one or the other?
Well, if it's a small case, like I have a cold, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I want to see a Chinese doctor, you know, to have a herb, and I get over with it a few days. You know.
Mm-hmm. But if it's something major, then you go and see.
Uh-huh. See American doctor as a major thing.
I see. Even when you were small, like when you first came over here, you were 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you come over here in 1915 or 1916?
1916. And I was coming in Hong Kong, I stayed there, and then I couldn't get enough, I couldn't buy a ticket because the boat was full, so I have to delay a few months, see?
Uh-huh.
See? But then in Hong Kong, see, I was from a village, too.
Yeah. And so.
In other words, I start in village 1915, but
I didn't
start from Hong Kong to over here until 1916. See.
Early part of 1916.
It was early part of 1916.
I see. Was it unusual for a little boy of your age to leave your home?
That's right.
It was unusual.
Unusual.
Why did your mother send you away so early?
She don't know any better.
Oh. Were you?
See, we were so poor. She sent the son out, you know, and when they grow up, you know, they're working out there. They support the family, back in China. See.
But you were only 12.
Huh?
But you were only 12.
Yeah, I was in the 12. Yeah, those days.
Did you have an older brother?
I have a brother, China.
An older one. But he didn't come? They sent you instead of him?
No,
why didn't they send the older one?
I don't know. I guess he's lazy, I guess.
He didn't want to come. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned in your last interview that your brother had some money when you were doing some produce business. Did he send the money over to you or did...
No. this is another, more or less my cousin. We all recall brothers.
Oh.
My cousin, we call brothers, that's all.
Your cousin, then and he had the money to help start the business.
Yeah, he don't have very much, he had a little bit.
When did he get here? Or was he born here?
No, he's from China too.
Your uncle sent him over, huh?
Yeah.
Each family sent over one son, is that the idea?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did you ever ask your mom, as to whether she was going to send your older brother, or did you take it for granted that they were going to keep the older brother?
Well, when I was young, well, we obeyed the parents. Mm-hmm. Whatever they say, so we go.
When you were in Los Angeles, do you remember who were the most important families? There must have been very many Wongs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And were there any other prominent families? Not necessarily by last names, but let's say prominent because they did something or they were especially rich or well-educated, perhaps, or did help the community.
I have an uncle here, and he's in the produce business, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And he's a peddler. He got a horse wagon, go from door to door, from house to house, door to door.
To sell
peddler.
Vegetables?
Yeah, fruit and vegetables.
Uh-huh.
But when we start the business in the market there, see, there's a there's a man, his name's Joe Chiu, see?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Chiu, he's a rich man.
Yeah.
And he's the one to finance, I was financing the business we start, see?
Uh-huh. And he was well-known?
He's well-known. He's a farmer. He's a millionaire, see?
Mm-hmm.
He got a lot of land. And South Manana Valley, and Socos. I know one piece of land that right now that was he used to farm in Ryan, the piece of land Ryan and Venice City. That's where he farmed, before.
Mm-hmm. Besides him, were there anybody else who were well known by in the Chinese community? And they don't necessarily have to be rich, but. Just everybody knows our name.
Wong Keung.
Wong Keung?
Mm-hmm.
Who is he?
In the old day, they called it the Chinese Town Mayor.
Really?
Yeah.
When was he the quote-unquote Chinatown Mayor?
Mm-hmm.
When was he?
I think about those days, about between 1920 to
1920 to 1937. Mm-hmm. Was he actually a politician?
Well, he's pretty strong man down in Chinatown. Whatever he says, it goes,
What did he do?
He has a little business, a grocery store business.
Mm-hmm. And in the retail grocery store?
Yeah, down in Chinatown.
Anything else?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a president of the Wong's family.
You were the president?
No, the old days, eh?
Oh,
in the old days, eh?
Mm-hmm.
That was when I was a kid. You asked me when I was a kid.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You mean in the 20s and 30s, he was president.
Yeah, he's president and off and on, see?
Uh-huh, right. So was he a distant relative of yours? Or?
No, just I know him as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Wong, too, see?
Yeah. I believe the Wongs were the largest.
That the Wong is the largest family in the Chinatown. He's, the Wong is bigger than, four family?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the four families.
Liu Gan Zhong Jiao.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're bigger than
those. Oh yeah, more
right.
people than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. When you were in LA before World War II, did you join the Wong's Family Association? Well, I suppose you're already a member just by your last name.
By the last name, yeah.
Did you have to
when I was a kid, I didn't join the Wong family yet.
Uh-huh.
Not until about 1935, 37.
Mm-hmm. And when you joined, how much dues did you have to pay a year?
Very little. I think it was $2 a year. It's just joining, that's all.
What sort of activities did they sponsor, or did they do anything?
The Wong's family,
mm-hmm.
all the members, during the Sunday, in the old day, they worked 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were all in produce business?
Huh?
Were they all in produce business?
No, they are laundryman,
uh-huh.
wrestling man,
mm-hmm.
and the produce man. And all in there, and so most of people at and Wong's associations, you know, during the Sundays, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Sunday hangout, you know, whole family, you know, hang out, you know, and anybody out of the job,
uh-huh.
and whoever knows somebody looking for a man, huh?
Uh-huh.
And they recognize him, see.
Oh.
That's why they group together, see, stick together, see.
Yes.
It's a little stronger that way, see. If
uh-huh.
anybody out of the job, and we all find out that some of the restaurant are looking for a man, see, we send him over there, see. So is laundry man too, see? Same thing, see.
So you help each other look.
They help
job.
Each other. He help each other. Like,
uh-huh.
That way, see. That's why we join the Wong's family, see.
Uh-huh.
See. If we don't go up there, we don't know all those people, see.
Mm-hmm. Did people also use it as a place, for instance, say, to sponsor charitable kind of activities? Did the family association say, raise funds for somebody's widow, maybe, you know, the husband died and the wife needs monetary
no,
support.
No, they don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But every year, during the New Year time, we have a big party there, see?
Inside
and,
the...
Thanksgiving, we have a party there, see?
Mm-hmm. Do you know who built it?
This new building here? In the old building, we leased it. We
oh.
rented it out,
see?
This new building, we built it. I was in one of the committees.
Who's we? All of the
Wong.
Yeah,
we have about, I think six or seven directors there.
Mm-hmm.
And I produce all this fund, the build of the, so say it cost me, I think it cost about, in those days, it cost about $30,000 for the lot. And I know about $100,000 for the buildings.
Mm-hmm. When did
Eugene Toy, the one, the architect.
Uh huh.
See, I was in the director then, during that time. See.
How many years ago was that?
Oh, let's see, that's about. Must be about 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And only the members of the Wong family, they each donated a certain amount of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Did it carry out any other kind of activities?
Wong family?
Mm-hmm. Besides the New Year's party.
Oh, yeah.
And,
If somebody come in and kill one of the Wong family, the Wong family want to see why and who's right, see?
Kill?
Huh? If they have a fight or somebody get killed, if they have a fight, you know, the family try to get in trouble to stop it
Did that happen at all?
Once in a while, yeah.
And usually for what reasons would someone kill somebody else?
No reason. Some robbery, an argument.
Oh.
Sometimes gambling a little bit, and then they have arguments.
Oh, I see. Were the Chinese, were the ones that you knew of killed by Americans at all, ever? Or were they killed by other Chinese?
Mostly by other Chinese.
I see. Were there any gang warfares back then?
That's right. In the old days, they had Tong War. You ever heard of Tong War? That's
yes.
It. So.
How? How did?
Because the Tong, there's two Tong here, see?
Which ones?
Mm-hmm.
Which two?
Ban Keng,
uh-huh.
Hap Seng.
Yeah.
Two.
Just two?
Mm-hmm. Now they have more Tong now, see? Now they have a little bit more. In the old day, only got two here, so.
What was the nature of those organizations?
They just said Tong. Sometimes they gamble a little bit. Yeah.
The gambling joints?
Oh, yeah, the Tong, yeah.
But then everybody else gambled, too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a Tong to set up gambling operations.
You get protected.
Who gets protected?
Whenever you've been a Tong, if that that man is a Tong, you know, most of people and don't step on his toes. See? You see what I mean?
Mm, I see. You mean they were sort of like a mafia?
Hmm?
Like the mafia?
Macho?
No, like the mafia.
No, not that bad.
Of course, not as.
Not
big.
As bad. Bad mafia.
What sort of people joined the Tongs?
When they joined the Tongs, I said, people don't step all on him. See? And in the old days, sometimes if you're weak, they step all on you. See?
How about you? Did you ever join the Tongs?
No, I don't stay in Zhang Chinatown very much. I'm doing business down on the market,
mm-hmm.
in the wholesale
right.
market. See?
And that was their territory. Their territory was only restricted to
Chinatown. That's all. It was all Chinatown, that's all.
So maybe the Chinatown businessmen joined the Tongs?
Oh yeah, a lot of them.
Okay, and they pay the leader a sum of money, right, every month or something like that?
No. Then they don't pay the leader the.
How did they get protected? How does one become involved?
Well, I can't explain to you, but that's where it is. Two Tongs, and some Tongs, and they go gambling, they have a fight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Tongs will come after these other people, see.
Mm. You mean? If the member of one Tong gambles with somebody and
then his
Tong would fight on his behalf.
Yeah.
I see. Were these Tongs located in Chinatown? Did they have a physical building?
Yeah.
Physical location, I see.
The building, you know where Golden Palace is?
Mm-hmm.
That's just Hap Seng's building, build it.
Oh.
Hap Seng. They have their own building there in the Chinatown too. See?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's his property. See?
Whose property? Who was the head of the town?
Oh, they were elected every year. Elected, you know, the members vote. See?
Oh, how many members do you suppose they had each town?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's about 100 each.
I see.
Used to be much more.
No, I mean, yeah, back in the 20s. When did the town start?
Oh, way back. On, in the old days, I think it was about 1900, around there.
And during those days, well, no, during the time that you were in Los Angeles, the 20s and the 30s, how many members did they have?
Probably about, I know, let's see, Bengong, a little bit more than a Hapsang. I think Bengong got about 200-300 those days, 200-300.
Mm-hmm.
And Hapsang got a couple of hundred, that's all.
Uh-huh, I see. What kind of people would join the towns?
All kinds of people joining that.
Who started it? I mean, what kind of people would be the leader, let's put it that way.
In the old day, they started it because they want to get a place, and everybody is doing a Sunday so they can get together, see?
Mm-hmm.
Because in the old day, those American people, yeah, they always they don't like the Asian people, you know. And sometimes they have a fight, so they join in to protect themselves. See? They have a fight where they all go in together. See?
Why can't they just join their own family associations and expect their family association to protect them?
No, the family association is a little bit different. See? It's more or less who's right before they do anything, see?
Mm-hmm.
The tongue is a little different.
Huh.
But they don't care who's right, who's wrong. See?
As long as you're in their tongue, they'll fight for you. I see. Would you say that most of the their activities were gambling and fighting? Did they do anything else? Anything good?
Never mind one.
I
know they, those Tong, they protect themselves with the American people. They don't go on.
Yeah, so if a Chinese were badly treated by an American, they would go down and beat up that American?
They fight with to get it.
Then didn't the police get them
the police
in trouble?
You know, they police, when you see American people fighting a Chinese, the police. Turn their face around, turn around, they walk away from them, see?
Oh no, what if the Tongs went after this particular American who had, you know, beaten up a Chinese before or somehow mistreated him?
Mm.
Won't the police come and arrest the people of the Tongs? Did the people?
They do sometimes. If they see American people beating up the Chinese,
they just
turn around, act, they don't see it.
But if the Chinese people beat up an American, then they would do something.
Yeah.
Did the Tongs ever go outside of Chinatown to operate?
No, not outside of Chinatown. No.
Mm-hmm. And getting back to the more prominent Chinese besides the Wang Kao, and there's Zhou Chu, were there any others that you remember?
Zhou Chu?
Besides those two, were there any other prominent individuals back in the 30s and the 20s, up till World War II?
let's see. Not the right one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What sort of jobs besides restaurant, laundry, and grocery, either wholesale or retail, did the Chinese engage in? Were they involved in any kind of work that was not related to those fields?
No, the Chinese can they don't federal or city, they don't hire Chinese. You don't hire, you're working over there.
Did any Chinese say open up a jewelry business or anything like that?
Down in Chinatown, that's all.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They were?
Mm-hmm. Chinatown, and I know one working on 7th Street, jewelry store.
What about manual labor or white collar jobs? In other words, jobs in which the Chinese were not bosses. Of course, we all knew that they worked as waiters and cooks and swampers. But what else did the Chinese people do?
In old days, they're houseboy, working in the house, cleaning the house.
Same thing with maids, right?
Cook, same thing.
Did the Chinese women work?
Oh.
What did they do?
Work in the family.
Oh, they only worked as maids, right?
Yeah, work in the family, see?
Family.
Yeah, work for the family, and they cook and cleaning house.
Uh-huh.
Houseboy, they call it. Yeah?
Well, but they don't call the women houseboys, I guess.
Huh?
They
cook,
call the women? Women
no,
are
no,
not
no,
called
no, Chinese, in the old day, a lot of those rich people, they hire Chinese boys.
Right, houseboys, yes.
Yeah, houseboys, yeah.
I'm talking about the Chinese women now. Did they do anything like that? The girls?
Oh, not many.
Not even as maids?
No.
They just got married and stayed home, I see. What else besides houseboys did the men do?
not much people, you know. Down a business, they don't hire you, and the city, even
factories.
Factory.
You know, American factories.
In the old days, very few. Down a shipyard, they get a job from the shipyard.
Doing what?
Doing the welding.
Welding?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's sort of considered technical, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Were there many people who, how many people do you suppose were welders?
Not very many, very few of them.
Uh-huh. What about the garment? I presume the garment business started only very recently.
No Chinese could work in the garment industry all day. Now they have a lot of the Chinese women, Chinese girl working in the garments all day. So.
Yeah.
Not in the old day, they don't have it.
I see. How much did the average Chinese worker make?
In the old
days?
Days?
Yeah, average salary.
Oh, you mean talk about the 1930, 1925, somewhere
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, 30s,
20s. Those days you get about $75 a month, $100 a month.
And was that a comfortable salary? Could they live on it?
You can live on it because of those days cheap, everything cheap. You take, you have a sandwich, and those days you got 10 cents for the sandwich.
Oh.
5 cents for a loaf of bread, and 10 cents for a loaf of bread. See?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You can live on it. Chinese don't spend more, don't, and it's not a big spender.
Oh, I see.
You just spend what you can afford, that's all, see?
How much would, say, an apartment cost? One bedroom apartment in Chinatown?
In those days, I think it's about
$35. Do most people live in apartments or houses?
Oh, they rent one apartment there. One apartment, and they have about 3-4 people working and living there together. See.
Oh. Share a one-bedroom apartment?
In the old day, the very few Chinese women, mostly the men, that's all. Because in that time, most of the men just come over here and work, and they're going back to China, see.
Mm-hmm.
When they make enough money, they're going back to China, see. for the family. But after the 1930, 1935, mm-hmm. and the people, they want to stay here,
oh,
living in the house.
Oh, so after the 30s, they began to
mm-hmm.
settle down here.
Mm-hmm.
But
settle
before
down,
that,
yeah.
people went back.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. How many people do you know of that went back to China?
Mostly the older people.
Can you do remember how many that you know of actually went back? Maybe 10, 20, 30?
But quite a bit. When they get old, you know, they went back to China. So
mm-hmm.
I know about all 30, 40 people went
uh-huh.
back.
And when did they go back, roughly? What time period?
Oh, during 1920, 1910, 25, 1930, they,
mm-hmm.
when they get old, they went back, see? When they couldn't work here, they went back, see?
I see. Why do you suppose the people stopped going back and started settling here after the 30s?
Well, a lot of people, they get married here, see?
Mm.
And they don't want to go back anymore. And then they find out that they make a better living here instead of going back there, see?
Mm-hmm.
Then they emigrate their family over, see?
Mm-hmm.
Their sons, see? See? And then after that they stay here, see? They don't want to go back there no more, see?
Do most Chinese people live near other Chinese?
What's that?
Do most Chinese people live among other Chinese?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Why do you suppose they did that?
What's that?
Why?
They always live right among the Chinese. They don't like living among the American people. If you buy a home in American people district, they don't like you, see? They threw a rock at you, see? At your window, see?
Oh. So they lived in Chinatown because they had no choice?
Yeah.
I see. Did you know of anybody who lived outside of Chinatown in the 20s and 30s?
Yeah. I know that Ham Gun, one time he bought a home out there on Bill.
Bill?
And Bill, that district, little town called Bill, B-E-L-L.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah, Bill. And he bought a house there, and he just was for the moving. And the neighbor, the kid, you know, the neighbor, you know, threw a lot of brick on every window in the house.
Oh,
so he turned around, fixed the window, and sell the home. He not even moved in.
Oh, I see. Did you know of any, when was that?
Way back, I think that was about around 20 something.
Mm. Is that the Bell Gardens?
Mm.
Yeah. Did you know of anybody who successfully moved into a white district and actually lived in a white district?
Yeah, I know a fellow, the insurance agent. I forgot his name, but he's Charles. Chow, Chow.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived there on a white district, pretty high class one. See. And first one, he bought a home.
Which one was that?
Chow, he wanted to buy a home over there, and they don't want to sell it to him. See.
Uh-huh.
They want to sell it, see. But the district, they don't want to sell it. I mean, the neighbor, they don't want to do that. See. So they fight in the court.
Mm-hmm.
They won the case. So they went in and stayed there for. Now I guess she's still over there. See.
Which district?
Pretty high class district. I forgot the district. I there on Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
When did he buy this home?
Maybe 20-something, those days.
Mm. I see. And were there anybody else who moved in? Weren't there any incidents where they just moved in peacefully? Did they always have to fight?
No, after they went in and they didn't have no more fight, but they did. The neighbors just don't like you, that's all.
Still, I mean, even after they moved in, the neighbors didn't like him?
Mm-hmm.
I see. No. Did you know of anybody who moved into a white neighborhood without having to go to court? In other words, having the whites accept them before World War II?
No, not in my know.
Mm-hmm. How about politics? Did you get involved in politics, either in Chinatown or back? I presume not in China.
No, I don't get involved. Down Chinatown, I just Wong's family and the Chinese Association. And the Purdue's association.
Did you join the Benevolent Association?
Mm-hmm.
I see. What do they do in those days?
The Chinese?
The Consolidated Benevolent Association. Were you a representative to it?
No, I was a director, that's it, that's all.
Director?
Mm-hmm. They have a committee, see.
Oh. What kind of committee?
They have a committee here, but I think they elect each Wong or Lee,
mm-hmm.
and all the people's electors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was in there for a couple of years.
When? 50s?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the 50s or the earlier than that?
Oh, I don't know, about 30 something, I think those days.
30s?
Yeah, 1930 something.
What did the Consolidated Benevolent Association do? What were its activities?
Is it activities?
I know, for instance, they supported the Chinese nationalist government in the
Taiwan.
Around the 1940s, early 40s, in the efforts against the Japanese invasion.
Yeah.
They had what is called a United Chinese Relief.
Mm-hmm. They
but besides
that.
That, what else did they do?
the Chinese in 1937, during the Chinese war with Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And we go around the Chinatown all over to do some money, see?
Mm-hmm.
To buy buy a plane and buy those emblem now. Wagon, you know, send them back to China, see, to China government. See.
Mm-hmm. Did you personally help to collect money?
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
See, those days, I was one of the director there, so we work every Saturday. We work until about 12, 1 o'clock,
oh.
Midnight. See.
I thought you worked in the produce business.
Yeah.
6 days a week.
What's Saturday? I see. We don't work on Saturday and Sunday, see.
Oh, you only work 5 days a week?
Yeah.
At that time, I see.
Yeah.
What else did it do besides collect money for the efforts back in China? What about in the 20s, late 20s, and the early 30s?
The Chinese Association, you see that we the one asked the council, see?
Ask who?
Council.
Oh, councilor.
Uh-huh. The council, this district, the Chinatown district council,
mm-hmm.
we asked him to, you see the playground there, build
mm-hmm.
a playground over there,
mm-hmm.
and what were we do quite a bit of thing for the Chinese community.
Mm-hmm. I see. When did
to get the job, you know, get the training job, you know, and get the government support those people, you know, train him and get a job for them, you know. See, that's the federal money, see.
When did that happen?
Not even now.
No, I mean back in those days.
Back in those days, they don't have that, see.
Uh-huh. What sort of things did it do then? Since
days.
It didn't have any political
yeah.
power.
Yeah.
Did it mediate disputes?
See, not enough people those days, see. See, now you have a lot of people. Those politician guys need your vote, see,
mm-hmm.
and then if you ask them to do something, and they do it for you because you got a lot of vote here, see.
Mm-hmm. I see. In those days, what did What did they do? Did they, for instance, try to raise money to build their own playground or build a school, anything like that? They sponsored a Chinese school, didn't they?
Yeah, the Chinese school, we built that, the Chinese school there, see?
Mm-hmm.
The building?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else did it do besides?
Not much.
I see. Do you think that the Chinese in Los Angeles have done better or worse than the average population up till World War II?
I guess they do better than that.
Up to World War II? Or are you talking about up to present?
After World War II.
Up to?
Yeah, I guess the Chinese community do much better than the Mexican and all those people, you know.
Uh-huh. Even as of World War II, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what about the in comparison to America's? How have the Chinese done?
No.
Not as good as the Americans.
But I tell you, Chinese, on the average, people, Chinese is just as smart as American people, or sometimes smarter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing holding back the Chinese, they don't have enough, a lot of people, they don't have enough chance to get an education, see. They have to work for a living when they're young, see, when they're small, see. That's holding them back.
Were many people not educated in your generation? Or were they, in other words, were many people involved in earning a living before they grew up?
In the old day, Chinese, they don't have very much education because they have to work when they were young, see? They get a parents back in China, they have a family they support, see? And the people probably go to school for a few years, they work right away, see?
So there were many people who worked like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Came over, like, at your age? Were there many people? You say it was unusual for a person your age to come over and work.
Right.
So I presume most people came over when they were in their late teens.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But in which case they should have had more education.
That's right.
Perhaps not American education, but...
Well, you take the... if I don't work, who's going to support me?
Right, but most people, you said, came over here when they're 18 or...
They have parents here, so they got the chance to go to school, see, a little bit. See. Even that, in the old day, people got an old idea, see.
Mm-hmm.
And when he when he go to a few years school, they know read and write a little bit, and they make him work. They don't send him to school. Very few go through the college in those days. Very
in the
few.
20s?
Huh?
In the 20s and 30s,
mm-hmm.
Right? I see. Have you ever compared the Chinese with the Jewish people in their ways of doing business or the ways of living?
They're the smartest ones. They're really smart, the Jewish people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you ever compare the two, how the Chinese compare with the Jewish people?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're in a market. We got a lot of Jewish people in the business, you know. We know them. And Jewish people, American people, Japanese people, and Mexicans, and Italian, and Armenian,
mm-hmm.
all these people, Germans, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Jewish people, the smartest one.
Smarter than the Chinese?
They get good education too.
Mm-hmm. Were there many Jewish people in the produce business?
Oh yeah.
More than the Chinese or less than the Chinese?
in the real old day, not as much Chinese, but lately they have much more than the Chinese now. See?
I see.
You see, a Chinese second generation, they don't like working in the market. See?
Yes, right.
That's why I'm getting less and less every day.
Mm-hmm.
And, but Japanese people and the Jewish people, they don't care, you know.
Mm-hmm. The American-born Chinese, they care about having sons as much as the Chinese-born Chinese? Or didn't they care as much?
What's that?
About having sons, you know, after they get married. Did you know of anybody who said that they would rather have a son than have a daughter?
Well, most of people in the old days, they like to have a son, but now they doesn't care now, see?
No, not now. Back in the 20s and
back
the
30s. Back in the 20s, yeah. They rather have a son.
Even the American-born Chinese?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Why?
Well, in the old days, they figure the sons support the family. When the parents get old, they support their parents, see?
Oh. They didn't think their daughters could support them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they said the daughter get married, they go away, you know.
I see. What did the American-born Chinese think about Chinese schools? Back in those days.
Back in those days, very few. They could say Chinese school a little bit, not very much.
They didn't think it was important.
Well, the parents sent to the Chinese school for a few years,
mm-hmm.
and that's all. And as long as the Chinese, the parents send them to school, they go. But they figure not very important. The children figure not very important, I see. Because if you don't do in here in Chinese, they don't write in the Chinese, they
mm-hmm.
don't need it, see.
Did you send
everything speak English, yes.
Yeah. Did you send your children to Chinese schools?
Oh, a couple of years, that's all.
Do you speak Chinese with them?
A little bit, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Very little.
I see.
We in the family have most of the time speak English.
I see. Back in those days, did you go and see American movies in which there were Chinese roles? You know, Chinese people playing in American movies.